Have you ever dreamt of a machine that could just effortlessly write all your essays for you? Well, I sure have. And that brings us to the topic of today's episode, generative AI. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of SciWiz. Today, we're going to learn about the world of generative AI. But first, let's start with the basics. What exactly is generative AI? Well, simply put, it's a term used to describe any AI system capable of generating content, as its name suggests. It might sound straightforward, yet generative AI has a diverse range of applications. ChatGPT and Snapchat's recent My AI are examples of chatbots, but AI goes way beyond that. Some AIs create art, while others enhance customer service. These technologies have evolved significantly in recent years, and companies are more eager than ever to jump on the AI bandwagon, with even Amazon investing in AI startups. Today, you can find AI for everything. It's just become more accessible in the last few years. AI is there to help you compose emails, to help plan your entire week. Right now, the world is witnessing an AI revolution, and generative AI is at the forefront, which makes the internet more efficient and accessible. In fact, ChatGPT garnered a staggering 2 million users shortly after its release, which shows how quickly people are embracing this new technology just because it's more accessible now. So let's start by demystifying how chatbots work. These virtual assistants are like information sponges, constantly absorbing data from the web. They rely on trial and error, honing their ability to craft responses with each input that they receive. Chatbots can provide text, images, or even data analysis. Because when you pose a question or input a prompt, the chatbot sifts through its vast database and generates sentences relevant to your query. It's as if they're equipped with a bank of knowledge. You can think of it like flashcards for humans or a dictionary. This is also how they can replicate human conversations or even create three-dimensional objects. Generative AI simply harnesses the power of neural networks to identify patterns within existing data, which enables the creation of fresh and original content. Interestingly, everything you input into these systems becomes part of their knowledge base, helping them answer future questions. It's important to note that these chatbots can't verify the accuracy of the information that they provide, so they're not always a trusted source. Now, let's be real. One major challenge with AI, including generative AI, is the transparency. One example is recently there was an experiment conducted by Joanna Stern from the Wall Street Journal, and they published this video to YouTube. This experiment basically sheds light on this issue. Joanna Stern, this reporter, created a digital avatar using a special AI software that she paid for, and she did this to attempt to see how well it could impersonate her throughout her workday. While it didn't fool the people close to her and people in her meetings, the voice matching software that the AI company used came remarkably close to replicating her voice. Isn't that crazy? The voice only had minor differences in like tone inflections, but the main drawback of using this AI was just the absence of gestures and facial expressions. So people in her meeting could tell that it just didn't seem lifelike. But Joanna Stern did note that AI companies are working to address this limitation. So while AI may not be ready to replace humans, its voice imitation capabilities are quite convincing. Joanna even put this to the test by using this AI voice for verbal bank verification. And it actually worked, and it was able to get into her bank information. Now obviously she used this in a controlled place, and it wasn't someone just using an AI-generated voice of her to hack into her bank account, but this still shows some of the dangers that could arise when AI is this remarkably close to your own voice. But now ChatGPT is basically trending. And as the popularity of ChatGPT soars, numerous companies are embracing this trend. They're acquiring AI companies to stay ahead in their respective industries. For instance, Snapchat introduced My AI. Microsoft launched Microsoft 365 Copilot for businesses. That's a mouthful. And Mayo Clinic is set to become the first healthcare organization to test this application. Now Amazon Web Services has announced 5 generative AI innovations to make AI more accessible for organizations of all sizes. They're also investing heavily in AI and continually updating Alexa. Even Spotify has been using AI for years, to create personalized playlists based on listeners' recent songs, and B, you might have realized that the shuffle feature on Spotify is a little weird and might not end up to you getting to listen to all the songs on your playlist. That's because it's not actually randomizing your playlist and picking a song. If they did that, then there'd be a lot of repeats of songs because it's just randomized and that would just happen. So Spotify uses AI to ensure that a song isn't repeated and uses AI to make sure it looks like it's shuffled when it's actually not really. Spotify also generates a Spotify Wrapped, which is a fun little statistic at the end of each year, showing what percentage of listener you are in for an artist, what artist you've listened to the most, and even how many hours you've been listening to Spotify the entire year. And some people are listening to Spotify 24/7. So in conclusion, generative AI is not just a passing trend. We cannot just forget about it. And it's here to stay. AI can be helpful or harmful. But either way, companies are pouring millions of dollars into this new technology. Whether we embrace it or not, AI is reshaping our world. That's all for today's episode, and I hope you learned a little something about AI today. But I'll see you later. Catch you in the next one.